When you have a baby boy, we know there's a mitzvah of bris milah. So every baby boy, Jewish baby boy, is chayiv in the mitzvah of milah. And if you're a healthy baby, day 8. However, pidyon haben is only on the heterechem, the firstborn of the wife. In fact, I know someone who got married twice, and he says he did 2 pidyon habens because he had 2 different wives, and it was the first child. So the luck is, we know, amilo bismana, we do it day 8, and we don't push it off, unless there's some health issues. Although there was a shaila, I think, with Ramosha Salavashik, they asked, one of the students was a chaplain out in Thailand or somewhere, and the choice was that they only could use a Yisrael Mummer or do it on day 8 or wait till they get back, which would be a couple of months. So in his, the Ramosha Salavashik in that specific case said, since I know you're going to do the Brit Milah, wait and do it when you come back. However, if there was any concern about a person not doing it on day 8, if they don't do it, then they'll never do it, then he would have said to do it right away. So generally speaking, except for special scenarios, we do the bris on day 8. Pidyon haben, it's already a discussion, can I push you off? I think the Magen Avraham says not to. There was a hoshaya with Avadji Yosef when the father wasn't going to be around, he was fighting in the army. So Avadji Yosef, other posts can say it's not the same. We can push it off if necessary. It doesn't mean you have the option of doing it on day 31. But milah should be done on day 8. And pidyon haben, probably day 31, is more leeway probably for pushing off a pidyon haben. But that's a discussion among the poskim. They both say you really shouldn't push it off either. In fact, as the shaila is, if you, let's say the baby's sick and you couldn't do a bris, and it turned out, you couldn't do a bris on day 8, and it turned out that the first day to do the bris was day 31, was the day of the pidyon haben. So do I do the pidyon haben first, or do I do the bris milah first? So I believe the Shach writes that you should do the bris milah first, because bris milah, you'd be machnis yourself into the Jewish people, so they have to first do the bris and then do the pidyon haben. And in fact, there's a shaila, I think the Dvar Avram raises, what happens if you have 2 milahs to do on that day? A milah bizmana, a milah shalo bizmana. So, pashas people think maybe you do the milah bizmana. The Dvar Avram writes that maybe a milah shalo bizmana, because a bris milah, you have the whole day 8 to do it. But a milah shalo bizmana, he wants to medayik in the Rambam, that kol rega you don't do it. It's an issue. Maybe you have the chiyuv kares hanging over you, so I think he had a chiddush that you should do the milah shalo bizmana first. But that's between the milah bizmana. I think most assume you do the milah bizmana first. Like you do, like tashrum, and you do the chova, and then you do the tashrum, and like by tefillah. So anyway, so the Shach writes, if you do the milah first. However, let's say I can't have the bris for 6 months. So then no one would say you wait for the pidyon haben. It says waiting for the pidyon haben a couple more moments after that. So that's one of the shailas there. And then a major shaila in the contemporary post came over Shlomo Zalman, Rev Bryce, the Chalkas Yaakov, about what about a baby in an incubator? Let's say a child was born and they try to make it, in order to finish off. That's the question. When a baby's in incubator, do we say it's an extension of the birth? Or do you assume it's considered after the birth? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the Nishnas Avram, other people claim that the 30-day period begins when the baby's born, and the incubator is not considered an extension of the womb, at least not in this case, and therefore you do it on day 31 from the birth. However, the post can point out. And also they discuss it also regarding obviously anything else that would apply to any other halacha as well in terms of, let's say, bar mitzvah and that. What happens if a baby is born, let's say, in the 7th month, the preemie, and then you need the incubator just to live? And So in that case, the poskim say, if you're just doing it to make, if it's a preemie and it's the month 7, perhaps month 8 as well, and therefore the baby needs it to survive, so then we assume the other direction, that until the baby comes out of the incubator, it's not, then that's when we begin day 1. So it all depends on what the scenario is, and it's a very halacha l'maisa ramifications regarding halachas, but specifically here, pidyon haben, whether we do the pidyon haben from the moment of the birth, or do we wait until, when do we start counting? Look, the shaila is, when is the birth? In fact, I, according to those who say that, assuming you have to wait till after the incubator, so maybe you'll argue, you don't do a pidyon haben anyway then, because you need peterechem. The answer is no. Peterechem means that it comes out, it came out from, it came out of the womb, it was just that later on we put it on. So no one would say that there's no pidyon haben. I wouldn't say, I don't know, but the poskim I saw, we'll bring down, of course you do a pidyon haben, that is still considered peterechem. It's just a local din in terms of when you start counting, is day 31 from the birth or from after the incubator. It would depend if it's a baby born regular time or a baby born as a preemie.